When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3057, Dreaming with Community, by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode where I give you a little extra content from a podcast in our network that I think will also help you live a life that's a bit more meaningful and happier. And this episode is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. So without further ado, here's Greg with another post as we optimize your life.
Dreaming with Community by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. The dream journey is one filled with highs and lows. There's that euphoric moment when you envision the dream, and then the day-to-day routine of pursuing it. I think as we go on our various dream journeys, we are encouraged to go at it alone, to safeguard our dreams tightly, not allowing another soul to know about it until it has happened. Why do we do this? Why is that perspective often shown more? I think because dreams are precious. Dreams are tender. A lot of fear is added to letting people into your dreams. Fear of it being stolen, it being sabotaged, it being ridiculed. The list goes on. I get those fears. They are real, and I do agree. We should be mindful of who we let into our dream journey and process. Not everything is meant to be shared. Some things are meant to be worked out with just you and this flame within you. Even still, there's something about sharing your dreams with people who have faith in it, who have faith in you. Today, I want to share with you an alternative perspective, letting community join the dream journey. Now, it's unequivocally essential, as I said, to protect your dreams and your process. I cannot stress it enough. But what I want to challenge you with today is what you can experience when you let trusted community, people who value your heart, your process, and dreams, into the journey. From my own life, there are four main things I've discovered and experienced when I let community into my dream journey, and I believe these are four things you can experience too. When you invite community to be a part of your dream journey, you can discover and experience how championed you are. When you let your heart people into your dream journey, you find just how supported and believed in you are. Letting your community into dreams is an invitation to having the biggest cheerleading squad known to mankind. The self-doubt that may have been brewing in the back of your mind dissipates, because your heart people are rallying around you, calling out the gold and speaking truth into you. There's nothing quite like it. It makes me think of the time when I shared an idea I'd had brewing for almost 4 years with a heart friend. Her level of connection to it and support just fanned the flame hotter. So much so that even when I think of the impossibility of it all, knowing that I'm not believing in it alone makes it feasible. Experience community catching your vision. What I mentioned is the perfect example of community catching your vision. When I shared this dream with my friend, she immediately caught it and connected with the heart of it. When you let community into your dream, people get the chance to catch your vision and run alongside you in it. You realize you don't have to do this alone. You get to see your dreams unfold with your favorite people involved. You'll also realize that as people catch your vision, that there is real purpose behind the dream. It's not just about you. It's a beautiful chance to build legacy. Discover a different perspective. For me, one of the challenging aspects of letting community into my dreams is that they offer a different perspective. Why is this challenging? Because with a dream, we are often married to the way we see it and how we feel it should happen. However, when you let your community into your dream, that can be challenged, and not in a way that compromises the integrity of your dream or process. Rather, it challenges you to realize that there's more to see with your dream, and so much more your dream can be. Sometimes, until we let another trusted heart and soul into the process, we won't realize how small we were dreaming. Now, hear me. I'm not gonna lie. You'll feel territorial. At least I know I do sometimes. Most times. I always get real sensitive when I let someone into my dreams and they come back with a bunch of ideas and tips and suggestions. It's easy to get on the defensive and be all, "This is my baby, how dare you?" But when you allow your community to be a part of it, you gain insight that you otherwise wouldn't have had if you just kept it to yourself. And honestly, it's a process that you get to figure out with the ones you do life with. It's a process to learn when to share and how much to share. And on the other side, it's a process to know when to simply stand as a support and voice of encouragement and when to step in and be a part of awakening the dream to deeper depths. Discover it is possible. I remember being in Johannesburg, South Africa. I just shared with one of the guys I was traveling with one of my biggest dreams. After telling him, I remember he looked me in the eyes and said, "Dene, this will happen." There was such confidence and true belief that oozed from his eyes. I remember standing there like, "Oh my God, yes, it will." A surge of confidence overcame me, and I remember getting on our bus and just dreaming more deeply of what this dream could and would be. And since that time, there have been more moments where I've shared some of my biggest dreams and watched those around me rally behind it, catching the vision, pushing me to dream bigger. All of it has helped me see that it is possible. It is possible to dream the wildest dream and see it happen. It's easy to want to keep your dreams to yourself. You don't want anyone stealing your idea or doing it before you or whatever. That's so real. But I want to challenge you. If your community consists of people you trust, why not trust them with your dreams? Like I said, it's not always easy. I'm guilty of this. I've kept dreams to myself out of fear of it being ridiculed or brushed off. That's the worst. But when I've shared my dreams with people who value my heart, I've always felt championed, believed in, and that the dream really is possible. I also learned so much more and was challenged to dream bigger. So never let one aspect of the truth to safeguard your dreams keep you from experiencing the fullness of community rallying behind a dream or vision that you have. You just listened to the post titled "Dreaming with Community" by Dene Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. And thanks a lot to Dene for a really great post today. Definitely a unique message here about a topic that doesn't tend to be diversified too much in how it's discussed. But I love this message. What she's essentially asking us to do here is to just be vulnerable, right? To be willing to have our dreams challenged or rejected by others. But just like with anything else, that challenge and rejection, or even the bravery to bear the risk of challenge and rejection, is how the relationship you have with your dreams will mature. It mustn't be sheltered. It has to be seen, it has to be changed, it has to have experiences outside of just your own coddling. And when this happens, we learn a lot about ourselves. We learn about our attachments, our fears, and our true interests, too. You know, if we're discouraged easily when others are not enthusiastic about our dreams, that may be a sign that we weren't as dedicated as we might have thought we were. And if that's the case, hey, you just learned a lesson much earlier than you would have otherwise. So, great content from Dene here today. Something really different and something really important. Take it with you and contemplate it tonight, everybody. It's time to get out of here for now. Thank you so much for joining me, though. And do be sure to come on back tomorrow, where I will be here ready to share more content with you. That's where your optimal life awaits.